Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can smell the weed in the air already, BT.
Is that a bad thing for you?
No, I mean, I've been to plenty of concerts like that before.
I understand it.
Raekwon, Mobb Deep, you kidding me?
Dude, that's sick, man. I mean, you think about West Coast rap, right? But you talk about the East Coast rap. And they were kind of, at least Mobb Deep was, they were kind of pulled into the Tupac stuff.
Yeah.
There was diss tracks going back and forth.
I remember
there
Tupac,
was crazy stuff.
Bleep Mobb Deep. Mobb Deep.
Right? Sure. So, and I think, was it Prodigy? I forget which one of them said that, they actually loved Tupac and they never really met him. And they're like, hey, keep dissing us, man. We're about to make some money here. So that's going to be a sick concert.
Oh, looking forward to that one. Raekwon and Mobb Deep, of course. All right, BT and Sal, all the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We are awaiting the straw man, Daryl Strawberry. We haven't had him on together, so it'll be fun to talk to Straw here for a little bit, obviously about his record going down and seeing what he thinks about Pete Alonso writing that on the baseball there.
You think he knows? What was written?
He's going to find out. I think by now.
I don't think he's very active on social media, so I'm not so sure that he knows.
Somebody, I hope not, honestly. But
yeah,
I would assume somebody had to have gotten it to him or asked him about it. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. I do think it's interesting Hoff was telling us Straw's on the West Coast. So I assume that he was going to be, not that he's going to be hanging on for every single game to see Alonso break the record. And I know he sent the video in. But I did assume he was going to be at the ceremony the day after. Like, maybe they fly him in that morning, yesterday morning. Now, it turns out it got postponed till tonight.
Yeah.
They're going to have that ceremony for Pete tonight. So, I certainly thought he was going to be there, but apparently not. He's on the West Coast, so.
He's not going?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Maybe there's an issue. Maybe Pete met when he wrote what he wrote on the bull. Maybe he was dissing Straw.
Well, do you think that he has a right if Straw doesn't show up?
No. By the way, I'm saying that in jest. Yeah. I think they actually have a good relationship.
Say you put yourself in Pete's shoes. You break the record.
Yeah.
You get a nice little video from Straw, but the Straw Man's not there. Okay, and he's going to be joining us here in a second, so we could ask him about that.
Jeter didn't even go to Old Timers Day, so I'm going to get a Straw Man for flying across the country on a win. No, I got Daryl's back.
Let's ask the man himself right now, joining the program, BT and Sal, Daryl Strawberry. How are you, Straw? We appreciate the few minutes. What's going on?
Straw.
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys doing back there in New York City?
Yeah, we're not bad.
Good.
So first one, before we get to the baseball here, so you're on the West Coast. You're obviously not going to be at this ceremony tonight for Pete. There's no way you could have made that, right?
No way I could have made it. I'm out here for a charity of cancer tonight in California.
Okay, so there you go. And I know you sent the video in and all that stuff. Your record, Straw, was held for 37 years. What is it? Was it a big deal to you when you broke it? Who'd you pass? Kingman, right, in 1988?
Kingman, 1988. I didn't even realize it was past Kingman until somebody told me that. But I was more concerned about performing and staying focused, and I think that's what baseball is all about. I think, let's see, people would talk about the record, talk about how low it is, but you got to remember where this franchise was and what kind of players that had came through this franchise before I got there. And there was a lot of players that came through that had success, but did they have great success? Not a whole lot. You couldn't have had a whole lot, being in last place year after year. And had it not been for development, Frank Cashin developing the farm system and developing players like myself, Gooden, all the players that came through, Lenny and all those, Mitchell, all the players that came through that were younger, and then they started to have this movement towards what was important in the organization for younger players to be able to come to the big leagues and be successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Ruth or Hank or Willie or some of the other franchises, but you got to start somewhere. That's the whole point, Straw. Like, eventually, you know, we'll see how long Pete is a Met, and that's obviously a very important point of conversation, but, you know, he might wind up with five if he's not here forever. Soto will probably blow by his, and that just continues to elevate. And the number's not going to be 254 forever. Eventually, it's going to be five bills. That's how you get it up there.
That's exactly how it works, you know, and we have to credit these younger players for working hard and getting there. I mean, so many former players look at the players today, and they envy the players because of, what, salaries? Man, they play baseball just like we did. We don't sit here. I'm not a player to sit here and critique players. I love the players. I encourage the players. You know, do the best you can. Understand the fan base that you have, you play in front of. I think a lot of times people don't recognize the Mets fan base. It's incredible. They just have suffered for so long. And they're tired of suffering, you know, and they need winners. They need teams coming in there that's competing every year and giving them a chance to win and win. They need to win, regardless of how many numbers Pete get, Soto get, Lindor get, Nimble get. You need to start winning for this fan base. It is an incredible fan base. I played there for 8 seasons. I know what it's like. I know what it feels like. And everybody's always trying to compare with the Yankees. You don't compare yourself with the Yankees. The Mets have had some players that are franchise players that are doing great things. And as you can see, we're finally Stevie is coming in there, and he's finally recognizing that the players that they have had here turned this franchise around to have a face. And now they have a face of players today that needs to be successful, and we need to pull for them. We need to encourage them. I'm a big part of this franchise. I love the franchise because I'm a homegrown player from the franchise.
And you know, it's amazing, but of course, Darryl Strawberry with us here, BT and Sal, gracious enough for some time. Obviously, Pete now, the all-time Mets home run leader. You're one of the few, and I want to keep this to the Mets, but just as more of a statement. You're one of the few New York baseball players who was loved by both fan bases. I mean, how many other people could say that?
I don't think many can.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm really thankful that I had the opportunity to play for the Yankees and play for the Boston, play for Joe Torre, and play among all those young players of Jeter and Mo and Sada and all those good players that they developed through that organization that made them great. And that's what, you know, the franchise of the New York Yankees is always going to be a historical franchise because of what they have done for many years and the players that they've had for many years. New York is the greatest place to play, regardless of what anybody say or think. I know because I had a chance to play on each side and I had a chance to play in other places, but nothing like playing in the passion of New York fans. And when they speak loud. And if you don't listen, I mean, you can't let the noise get to you, but if you can't hear what they're saying about you when you're not playing well, there's something's wrong with you. You don't understand how great it is to play in front of people. So I think that's what I got a chance to experience and love about playing in New York because it's nothing like it. It's nothing like playing under the pressure. It's nothing like being in the spotlight. But you got to perform.
Yeah, and just I'm thinking of it off the top of my head here. I'm pretty sure you're the first position player, homegrown position player, to have his number retired by the Mets. Do you think, Straw, if you chose, for whatever reason, I know the Mets front office and then you wanted to go to L.A., whatever it may be, if you were a Met, lifelong Met, you think we would have seen 500? How much damage do you think you could have done had you stayed in New York with the Mets for your entire career?
Easily 500, no doubt about it. Had to stay focused and... Yeah, but I knew the organization was going in a different direction when you start getting rid of all the players that I came up with. And it's hard to stay with a group of guys that don't understand winning. And that's what was happening in my later part of my career with them, you know, last couple years. You know, guys started accepting losing. I hated losing because I was used to winning all the time. And I was used to players that had a lot of guts. And that's what it takes to play there. When you get complacent and get comfortable with losing, then that's what it's going to be. And so I didn't really have a feel that the organization was going in the direction of winning and keep winning. That's why I made that decision. Had I known about staying in New York, I probably would have went to the Yankees. I didn't know. If George probably was around, he told me, I would have snatched you in the free agent market when you was a free agent. And I could have stayed in New York, but I didn't know, and I ended up going to the West Coast. And with that being said, we moved on from that and just went, you know, went to the place of the fact that I am a New York Met for the rest of my life. That franchise I played under, I was very successful through the minor league system and the major league system for them, and being an everyday player. I'm truly thankful for that.
Yeah, and the reason why I asked that, Straw, is not to say, like, oh, regret leaving, but you, it's not like you went to the Dodgers and hit 30 home runs every year for the next 5-6 years. Obviously, there were some issues going on there, and maybe if you stayed with the Mets, it could have been different, and the production would have followed as well. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah, no, I understand that, because my production would have stayed at the level it stayed at playing in New York. I was already accustomed to playing in New York. I already know what it was like to play in front of the fan base and run out there and have people scream for you and cheer for you and yell for you and have them tell you when you suck, you know. And I think that's what a lot of players,
yeah.
I think that's what a lot of players can't deal with today. They can't deal with hearing the fact that you suck. But you do, when you do, it should motivate you to want to win. And I'm thinking with these players today, you know, they have a chance and opportunity. You got a great owner. You got a great owner. So there's no excuses. I mean, he pays well. He probably give you everything that you need. There's no reason why you shouldn't want to go out there and dominate and kick butt, you know, against the other team. Now, when I look at the other team across the field, I never wanted to be their friends. I was never wanted to be hugging on nobody, shaking and laughing with them. I came to the ballpark to dominate and whoop your behind. And that's the thought process you have to have, man, in New York, when you have a team there that can. I mean, this Met team is so talented. And everybody's talking about, well, what's wrong? Is it the manager? No, well, they don't have a lot of great pitching. But you know what? You got guys in your offense that needs to learn how to step up and be productive every night. I mean, I'm not saying the same guy has to do it every night. Somebody's got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got to pick you got to pick up the slack off of your pitching staff. I mean, we did that every night with the core guys that we had with Hernandez, Carter, myself, McReynolds. When we had those guys in our lineup, we were productive. Somebody would do it to help get us over the hump. And that's what baseball is all about. If you're not going to get over the hump, you're not going to win.
Yeah, but Straw, and I get it, you guys did pick him up a lot because you guys put up a lot of runs, but whether it was Ronnie or El Cid, obviously young Dwight, Cody, you mentioned some others, clearly, I mean, those guys were stars. This Mets rotation stinks.
Well, I'm not going to get into all of that about how they, you know, they stink or whatever, you know. I mean, it's tough when you haven't been successful. We have a pitching staff that had been successful coming up underneath us. You know, when you're piecing a pitching staff together every year to try to stay in the race and be in the race, that's hard to do. And you let me say, I credit all of them for what they've done, because you know what? They're still at the top. They still got a chance to win. You know, it'd be different if they was like 15 games out. You know, 5 games out is nothing. You're in August, and it's getting late in August, but you got a whole month of September. All it takes is to get hot at some point of each player to get hot and physically start doing what they know how to do and what.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They're capable of doing. All these guys are capable of doing. They just got to do it. And that's what's happening a lot. It's not being done. You know, you get a run, you get a lead like last night and six nothing. You got to pour it on. You got to put your foot on their face and make it 9-0.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Love it.
By the way, I'm still laughing. I told a straw man. I'm still in before when he says he didn't like shaking hands. Hey, he was throwing hands more than he was shaking hands, you know? Maybe we need a little mid-80s fight to get these Mets out of the doldrums here, Straw. Come on.
I'm not saying that. They're not in the time that we were in.
Nah.
It was a different time. When we looked across and we looked at the Cardinals, we hated them.
Yep.
And we know they hated us. And we looked at the Phillies, we hated them. And it was just the way it was. And it wasn't gonna be about we're your friends. We're not your friends. We're coming here to step on you, and we're gonna put the pedal on you, and we're gonna burn rubber, and we're gonna leave, and we're gonna get out of here. We won't be smiling when we get out of here. And that's the kind of, you know, personality and attitude that we had as a team.
Good.
And sometimes you have to have that plan in New York that we're the best. You know, we represent New York. When you come in here, you'd be lucky to win one game a Shea. That's just the way we felt about it. If you come in here for a 4-game series, you might get one, you might not get one. But, you know, we were okay that we got three out of four. We weren't going to let teams that was not supposed to beat us come in and dominate against us.
Good God. Talk to me, Straw. Yes, we missed that. All right, we appreciate your time here. I got one more before we let you go. So I don't know how many baseballs or photos you've signed over the years, Mets franchise home run king. Have you been asked to sign that over the course of your 37-year record holding there with the Mets?
No, I think because this generation of Mets fans don't really know who I am. They just know from names.
Stop!
What they've been told.
All right, and people, like, to me, it's never a thing. Like, hey, Darryl, can you sign this for me? I remember thinking Mets home run king. So Pete Alonso was asked to sign a baseball, and I don't know if somebody asked him to write something specific. He wrote, Pete Alonso signs at number 20, Mets franchise home run king, down goes Straw. You have an issue with that?
No, I don't have an issue with that. I like I said, I'm a hedge critique players, and you know they have their right to do whatever they need to do, and if that's the way he feels about it, then you know more power to him. Happy for him. You know he's a good kid. You know he wants to win. He's trying his best to do the best he can with what he have. You know, and especially what he's been through. You know, after going through free agent, nobody wanted to talk to him. So you go back and prove yourself, and that's the whole point. I did the same thing in 1990 when I had to prove myself. Nobody wanted to talk about contract, and they say, well, show me. And then it was my walk year, and I hit 37 and drove in 100-something, and there I was. I was off and running.
Yeah, I don't like it for you. Down goes Straw. Come on, man. So how about this, Darryl? Instead of Willie Mays coming here and playing for, what, the final 2 or 3 years, imagine if Willie Mays was a career Met, and you broke his home run mark. You're going to write down goes Willie? On the baseballs? No way.
No, I mean, I would never do anything like that, you know? And, yeah. You know, like I said before, you know, it's a different time, different generation. I'm not here to judge Pete or any of those guys. You know, I wish them all well. You know, if they ever, you know, really wanted to know how good I was, they would really go to the highlight reel and look at it for real and say, man, this guy was different. You know, he did something special. He just didn't hit home runs. He, you know, played the field, ran bases, you know, won championships, you know, all-star games. He did it all. You know, and did it with a lot of pride of winning. Because at the end of the day, you can have all the records and numbers you want, but if you don't win nothing there, it will not mean a thing.
There we go, Straw. That's what we're looking for, baby. How many home runs he in Game 7 of the World Series? How about those rings? Show that bling. Last one, Straw. You have any advice for Pete as far as being a lifelong Met? You think you should value that? Take the money. Where are you at with Pete once he opts out of his contract here?
It's hard to say, you know, with today and with the agents they have and the market, what it is and what they can get. So it's going to be really interesting, again, to see what happens after the season's over, because you know he's going to opt out after this year because he's having a good year. And his agent's probably going to test the market, and he's going to get the highest bid. Whoever bid the highest, you know, for his first baseman, that's where he's going to probably try to send him.
Now, last year, nobody bid except the Mets, pretty much. That was the problem for Pete.
Yeah, that was Yeah, well, that was the problem last year. He's coming down. He had a down so year, and you know, now you come back and you redeem yourself, and now you have the opportunity for yourself to put yourself in a better situation and say, okay, I can have all these different teams bid for me. And let's see what the Mets are going to offer me too. So that's part of baseball, man. Today,
Straw, you're the man. We appreciate the time. Still the home run king in my eyes. This 46 year old.
No,
37 years, Daryl. You're the guy. 37 years. I was an 8 year old. Come on.
That's over. And you know, it's a new home run king for the New York Mets, and it's Pete Alonso. And congratulations to him, and all the best to him and his teammates, and as they go forward to bring something special to their fan base.
All class. Thank you, Daryl. We appreciate your time.
All right, guys. You got it.
I'll tell you, man.
But you got the competitive.
Oh, yeah.
You want to find out what I did?
Classy. Took the high road. What I did take away from that is that, first of all, he's in a great place in life. Remember, the first time I met him was at SNY. He was over there a lot back in the day. I met his wife, Tracy. And I remember actually hanging out with them a lot at Michael Kay's wedding, right? And I got to know Daryl a little bit. I got to know Tracy, as my wife did as well. She saved him. I mean, she brought the religion. Like, she basically picked him up and said, you got to have find a different path. And all these years later, Daryl's still on that path. So God bless him. Because like Doc, he was hanging by a thread. I love it. Number one. Number two, you know, I also got that it wasn't like he was standing next to him and Pete's like, hey, Daryl, I'm going to write this, man. Down goes Straw. I don't think Strawberry's mad, but it wasn't like they were in cahoots on that. You know,
he said it. I wouldn't do that. He said it flat out. Now, look, Pete's his own person. I guarantee you somebody probably told him to write. I don't think Pete's writing that on his own.
Yeah, but Pete's not 5 years old.
Do you think Pete, because the guy Pete always referenced growing up watching was Piazza.
Okay.
He talks about Piazza's power and watching that. And he might have referenced David Wright as well, but how old is Pete? He's 30?
Just turned 30.
Okay, so think about that. That's 15 years.
Yeah.
Like for me, as a 45-year-old, and Daryl was our wheelhouse, I know you're a little older, whatever it may be.
I love Daryl.
So that's 15 years of an age difference there that could be pretty significant as it pertains to watching Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
Pete is fully aware of all that Strawberry did and what he was? I'm sure he's heard of him.
No, I don't think that he, and this is not a knock at Pete. I think a lot of modern ball players, it's almost hard for them, for us to expect them to know what we know, what we cherish when they didn't live through it.
He was born in 94.
The answer is no. But I would tell you this, here's going to be the answer, which would be yes. You ask any baseball person that you're starting, that watched both of those men play, you want Straw? Or you want Pete to start a team, everybody's taking Straw. And I'll say one more thing. I can't prove this, but I don't think anybody's ever looked better in a uniform in the history of baseball than Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, man.
He had the guns. He was long and fast. He just looked like,
intimidating
God.
With the stance.
Yeah, the eye black. He had a chain, like he had a little swag, but he had the perfect body.
The name on the back of the jersey.
Even that, too. You're right.
Strawberry on that old 86 jersey.
And the pinstripes fit him like a 1980-something Brooks Brothers. Like, just perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I loved it. I was watching a lot of the old highlights, obviously, with this, looking to see if they had some of the... I couldn't find the one that he broke Kingman's record with, because it probably wasn't a big deal back at the time.
Ralph Kiner on the call.
Watching Strawberry hit all those home runs. Oh, man. Great to talk to Straw for a few minutes. All right, we'll get back to your calls here. 888-808-1019.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.